Welcome to the PTO Podcast, a podcast dedicated to improving lifestyles through people, technology, and organizations. Produced by bidetservices.com. Visit us online at www.bidetservices.com.
Welcome to the PTO Podcast. I'm Mark Colvin with bidetservices.com. Today I'm excited to have Randy Stowe of Stowe's Home Repair and Remodeling of Houston, Texas. Randy is a certified aging-in-place specialist and has been educating the public for over 13 years about making homes safer for seniors and those with disabilities. Thanks for being with us today, Randy.
It's my pleasure.
Great. Well, you've had a history with this aging-in-place business, and obviously it's been something that you have been working on for many years and have somewhat, I'd say, perfected. What are some of the biggest obstacles you see inside the home that a family faces with an aging parent or a disabled child?
Well, some of the most common hazards that people have in their normal home that hasn't had any modifications are a couple of different categories. The first category would be that of trip hazards. Trip hazards appear everywhere from the entry into the home, from any of the exterior doors, even transitioning from one floor surface to another. The more disabled that a person may be, whether they are just getting older or have some sort of physical ailment, the more they shuffle the feet, the less of a transition creates more of a hazard. That would be anywhere from solid surface to soft surface, such as hardwood or tile to carpet or vinyl to carpet. So we try to minimize that as much as we can. There's also in the bathroom, in the wet areas, the shower threshold where people have to step over either the shower threshold or even a bathtub. The step is too high for them to reach and creates an unstable transfer where the potential for falling is greatest.
And so when you go into a home, you really do a full analysis as far as what these hazards might be.
We do. We can offer many levels of what we call home evaluations. A very minor home evaluation would deal with the immediate need. For example, if somebody were to be in a car accident, they came home after therapy with a wheelchair for a period of time, we can do evaluation based on that specific need and leave it at that. All the way to a major evaluation, which would be somebody with a known tracking ailment such as Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, MS, something like that, where we have a relatively good idea of where this person might be heading, and we can do an evaluation on their whole home that takes all those changes into consideration so that they only have to modify their home one time.
Right. So what other ways does your team work with the family through these challenges?
We can take our past experiences with other people who've already been through these challenges. Without making them too impersonal or getting too personal, we can take that information, apply it to their current situation, which allows us to talk with some expertise and some knowledge base. We also use our schooling background, continued education courses. As we discuss these things, we go through their homes. We can point out to the caretakers and the children the advantages of the modifications. A lot of times the perception is that the modifications are for the disabled individual specifically, where for the most part, a lot of these modifications are for their caretakers to prevent continued injury to them so that they don't have to find new people, risk lawsuits, things like that. Trying to make things easier on the caretakers as well as the easier we can make it for the patient, the longer they will be able to age in their own home, which is the ultimate goal.
Right, and so you and your team really look at it as a holistic approach towards making the home more of a safer, friendlier place for not only the caretaker, but obviously the patient as well.
Right. People age happier, safer, and longer in their own environment.
Overall, I guess you guys would really have to say that achieving independence is obviously at the heart of all that you do. What are some of the responses that you get when a family goes through your process?
Well, everybody seems to be very interested in the products and services that we can provide. We can handle everything from the design, either in just textual to the design to the full implementation of what they choose to do. Family members are excited about letting their parents, usually, to stay in their home. The biggest challenge that we run into is the cost to get all of the things done. Today we have government agencies, state agencies that help to cover the cost of their medications, their surgeries, their modification of their vehicles, their scooters, every aspect of their life with the exception of modification of the home. And so, unfortunately, this comes an out-of-pocket expense. So we try to put this modification in perspective with having to put your parent into an assisted living facility, which is on an average of about $40,000 a year and up, where we can do $40,000 into somebody's home, and we can do a fair amount of remodeling in there that would make that home age-in-place friendly, that would last them for another 15, 20 years.
You really actually are adding more equity to the home through these processes.
Yes. One of the main questions that we hear back from usually the kids who are going to deal with the home after mom and dad have moved on to either another life or have had to move out to a facility is about resale value. As the baby boomers are coming up, we're getting more and more of them out here. They are looking for homes. A lot of them don't want to go through the remodel process. So I believe that if we do a remodel project with universal design concepts, that home will actually be a premium on the sale market in the next couple of years.
So more of a selling point for the future homeowner as well.
I believe so.
Now, and as far as your involvement within the aging-in-place community, tell me a little bit about what you're doing currently.
Well, we currently, as well as continue to take our continued education courses, we strive to keep the public educated. That is a key factor, in my opinion, of what is available for them to age in place. To that end, we participate in local trade shows. We do little seminars with what we call neighborhood pod meetings, for instance, with the MS Society or Parkinson's Association. They have little neighborhood group meetings that people with ailments get together and talk about them. They have guest speakers, which we participate in, and talk about things that they can do in their homes to help them age in place. We continue to stay involved with the local builders association, as well as educating other contractors on how we do what we do and how to market it and how to facilitate it into the home.
So if one of our listening audience members was curious about an individual such as yourself in their area, what would be a good resource for them to search out and try to get more information on how they can have a aging-in-place specialist or a contractor like yourself visit with them?
Well, primarily, as a general nature, they could go to the website for the National Association of Home Builders, which is nahb.org. Here in Houston, that our affiliate here is called the Greater Houston Builders Association, and that one would be the ghba.org. Under the website heading, you can look for remodeler and specialties. We are looking for what is called CAPS. That stands for Certified Aging in Place Specialist. And the terminology is CAPS. There is a description of what CAPS trains for, what they offer, what an individual who holds that designation can do for you. That's as a generic nature. It's important when you talk to different contractors who have this CAPS designation to find one who is compassionate about your situation, has an understanding about it specifically, and can deal with you on a personal nature. Therefore, your personalities really need to get along. Searching out a CAPS contractor, there's not a whole lot of them in the country yet. This is a certification that only started in 2000, and I guess actually 2002 is when they started doing their certifications. So there's not a whole lot in the country yet, but they're growing. And every month we get more of them.
Obviously a growing need for them, and will continue to be. Now, back to something that you had touched on earlier, which was the government's lack of involvement in helping people subsidize home modifications. What have you seen on that front in terms of any type of advancement from the government or even a look, if you will, for applying funds to something that someone with a disability or a need like that would need?
The only thing that I have seen that's come up any time recently was last year was supposed to be on the Senate docket that BAFMR modifications would be added to Medicare and Medicaid coverage. This was being sponsored or pushed by one of the companies that I represent here in Houston. It's called Best Bath Systems, and they create fiberglass modular units that replace your existing bathtub, turning it into a transferable shower rather than a bathtub. They work a lot with Special Olympics, the VA Special Olympics, as well as other organizations. And for years, they've been pushing on the government level to get modifications included with Medicare and Medicaid coverage. From my understanding, that was taken off the docket because of all the expenses incurred from the Hurricane Katrina's and Rita. I don't know when that's supposed to make it back to the docket for review, but that's the only thing that I know of that's been pushed on a national level.
Something that certainly is going to become more and more of an issue that I imagine the boomer crowd will start making more of noises about having that taken care of by our government sometime in the future here.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
I know you're going to be hosting the Aging in Place Zone at the new home and remodeling show in Houston. That's going to be held June 16th and 17th this year. How else can our audience get in touch with you, Randy?
Well, they can view our website at www.stowsremodeling.com, and they can contact me via email through there. They can also look on the ghba.org homepage. There's a connection to the new home and remodeling show. You just click on the logo for the new home and remodeling show, and it'll open up, and it is updated, I believe, weekly with all of the new vendors that are going to be participating. The home show is one of the specific shows in Houston. We have a number of trade shows in Houston dealing with the construction industry. This particular show is the only one of its kind that deals specifically with construction, rather remodeling or building or design. All of the other things you normally see at trade shows are not there. It's a smaller show, but it's more specific. They're going to divide that show into four quadrants this year in 2007. One of those quadrants, one-fourth of that show, we're trying to dedicate to aging in place. Depending on the number of vendors we can get to sign up, we hope to be able to just flood the public with information.
That's what we need.
That's what we need.
Well, Randy, thank you for your work that you're doing out there. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. And one more time, where on the web can our audience get to you for more info?
At www.stowsremodeling.com.
Great. I appreciate it, Randy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
The PTO podcast is produced by bidetservices.com, a lifestyle enhancement company dedicated to creating independence, restoring dignity, and promoting wellness through the use of bidet seats. For more information, visit Bidet Services at www.bidetservices.com.